we're still in James today, and we'll be finishing up. So we're going to start in James 5, and we're going to skip down to verse 13, but I'd like to encourage you to go back and read from verse 1, where it talks about the warning to the rich, and we think about maybe the rich being people who have a lot of money, but we are all rich when we think about it truly. So go back and read that, and then there's a part after that that talks about patience and suffering. So please don't leave that out just because we're not covering it today. Go back and read that. So let's start in verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Well, we're going to stop right there and just talk about a few things. James is describing very practical ways that we can minister to each other, that we can minister to each other through prayer, for healing, forgiveness, many things, many ways that we can pray for each other. But the key behind our prayer is that we are righteous. If we don't have our hearts right with God, in line with the Holy Spirit and what God wants, not what we want, and we talked about that in the last few weeks, if we don't have that, we're not righteous. Righteousness is a gift that of grace that God gave us, and righteousness means that we're living in right relationship with God, other people, and all creation. So we got a lot of work to do on self before we can minister to other people. We have seen over and over in the book of James that righteousness is reflected in our living, in the way we live our lives. So we need to be wise about the way we live and the way we speak and the way we treat people. Our prayers for each other will be powerful when we know who God is and obey what He says. So first of all, we need to stop and think about, do we truly know who God is? And do we obey what He says? Do we obey His commandments? Our prayers are effective when we are living in a way that pleases God. James uses Elijah as an example in this set of scriptures to show us what righteous living looks like. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets in the history of Israel. In his lifetime, Elijah prayed for a drought on the land, and God answered. He prayed for the Lord to raise the son of a widow from death, and God answered. And you can find that in 1 Kings 17:22. And in 1 Kings 18:38, Elijah prayed for God to send fire from heaven, and God answered. In 2 Kings, he prayed for God to judge the wicked, and God answered. And now we read in James 5:17 that, what? Elijah was a man just like us. So we don't have to be a prestigious person for God to use us. And the scripture plainly says that Elijah is a man like us. When James mentions Elijah in the scripture today, he is providing insight to us into what a powerful prayer life looks like. So if we look at Elijah's life and we learn from that and see, because of his faith and because of how he had his life in line with God and doing what he could to please God, not self, that God answered his prayers. And it's not simply believing in our minds that God will do something when we pray. It's our life is tied to how we are living. So our prayer life is tied to how we're living. We should align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. And then when we pray, God will answer. He may not answer the way we want Him to answer, but He will answer. Elijah had two characteristics that we should strive for. He knew for certain, and we just talked about this a minute ago, he knew for certain who God was. So today we need to stop, think about, do we really know who God is? Are we certain of who God is? And second is, he obeyed the commands of God. Are we obeying God's commands? We've got to follow that example that Elijah left for us, that James saw fit to put into this scripture to remind us of a man whose life was in line with God and how he prayed and how God answered. And at the end of that chapter, verses 19 and 20 says, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." James is instructing us here to help each other live wisely. As we finish up the book of James today, we cannot say that we don't know what God expects of us. If you read through James and you don't know what God expected of you, then you need to go back and read it again and again and again. And we need to continue doing that throughout our life because we need reminders. And that's why James put Elijah in here to remind us of what God did through his life. James is very clear. If you have questions or doubts, please go back and refresh those things that James shared with us that can help us change our lives for God. To listen to the Holy Spirit, to live as a righteous person, to help others, and to live our lives according to God's will, not ours.